providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time for the second half of KER Politics is what I'm going to start calling it, at least among friends, and you guys are all friends. You know, I'm pretty sick right now. I'm dealing with an outgrowth of the flu, and so I spent quite a bit of time yesterday watching the news on the various outlets. And the really hot subject right now seems to be, among other things, what's going on in China. All the major celebrity talking heads, for lack of better terms, are talking about what's going on, the pros and cons in Chinese actions, etc., etc. My personal opinion is China probably, you're not going to see much happen, I don't think, in the immediate future in terms of things like Taiwan, etc., or more actions in Hong Kong. I don't think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see them lie low for a while. But it's interesting how much interest the politicians have, federal politicians have, in what's going on in China. A group of federal politicians were walking out of a meeting yesterday, and they were absconded, I guess is one way to put it, by a reporter who was asking some very, very pressing questions. And this woman got zero answers. They all absolutely refused to talk about it. Jimmy, let's talk about China. We can talk about it.
Sure, of course. And I think, you know, it's very telling when the White House spokesperson, Admiral John Kirby, basically somewhat just ignores or passes on all the protests against individuals that were fighting for the right to get out of their apartment.
Right.
As the Chinese did these massive lockdowns, and not be burned alive, because that's exactly what happened in one apartment in a rural district in China, where the government had sealed the apartment complex off for COVID restrictions and lockdowns, and it caught fire, and apparently 10 people died, including a young child.
Is that the one where they sealed off by actually welding everything shut?
Yeah, welded the doors shut. And of course, this is not, it's not unique. They've done it in like places like Shanghai, you know, one of the largest cities in the world, largest populated cities in the world. They're doing it all over the country. And of course, there was a very large pushback. Specifically at Foxconn, it started with a walkout by employees of Foxconn. And Foxconn builds Apple iPhones.
Yeah.
And of course, the company was locked down. They locked people in. They tried to give everybody support in the building for a long period of time. But then they were let go for a while, and then they were going to lock down again. People started leaving. Mm-hmm. And as they started leaving, the government started tracking them with phones and the application, the technology that's actually been developed by a lot of Western companies to support Chinese surveillance state.
Yeah.
And Apple in particular.
Talk about cyber warfare.
Exactly. And Apple has they have a feature in their iPhone called AirDrop, where you don't have to, the signal doesn't have to go through the internet, doesn't have to go, you just can basically communicate to other iPhones. And they actually, on orders from the Chinese government, they suspended that app so it wouldn't work. So basically, you've got a U.S. company building a large part of their, one of the most capitalized country, one of the most capitalized corporations in the world, that's building their product in a authoritarian state, supporting the authoritarian state with lockdowns. The United States government says nothing about it.
No, not a word.
There is some pressure. And of course, what we're seeing in the United States is the same type of censorship and silencing. But the Chinese government has actually moved this to a tremendous, tremendous refined capability where they can track individuals, and on each of their individual devices, their phones, it'll give them a red, yellow, or a green status where they can travel or not. And so anybody that was involved in trying to leave got a red status automatically, whether or not they had COVID or not, and they were tracked down. Now, this is state control to the dangerous degree. I mean, you have now become an economic slave for the Chinese government and Apple Corporation. So, to me, this is this is the potential, the damages and the potential dark downside of technological capabilities that we were talking about in the previous segment. And it's showing itself clearly in China right now, and U.S. companies are participating in it. And our government is saying nothing about it.
Well, I know a reporter yesterday, when she was following these people out of this meeting back in the Pentagon, she cornered the chairman, president, etc. of Apple, and he just kept on walking, wasn't willing to talk. So there is something going on between Apple and China, something I don't want to call it nefarious, but anytime a product is used to track people or a product is used to identify people, that's pretty scary to me, Jim.
Well, Apple's entire market viability is dependent upon the production of their products. And if their production of their products are in China and the Chinese have specific rules, they're going to follow them. So, and of course, they've been willing to sacrifice basic human rights principles in order to continue their business. So from my view, it's clearly nefarious that they're willing to do that. And I think, you know, what we're facing right now is a real collision between individual rights and individual freedoms and state control.
Yeah.
The problem that is really, really coming to the head is how many people in senior leadership positions around the world and in organizations actually kind of are inclined to support the more authoritarian control. And that's basically being subservient to their financial commitments that are contributions from corporate industry that are making a fortune in China. So they're willing to sacrifice individual rights and freedoms. They're willing to ignore, you know, even the United States companies that were built on economic freedom, that were built on, you know, following basic principles in our Constitution and free markets. They're willing to sacrifice in order to make the money there. And those boards and those leaders, they're doing what they can to cover it up rather than to actually respond to it in a way. And I think that's what we're really facing globally right now. It's very dangerous.
Well, it is dangerous. You know, capitalism, in my opinion, is, and it's proven to be, in my opinion, I know some of our bloggers disagree with me, but capitalism has proven to be an extremely efficient way of doing business. And somebody could look at China and point to the growth in the gross national product over there, the gross domestic product, etc., etc., economic growth that's going on in China, and they could say, boy, you're nuts. Capitalism isn't working so much. Our country is going down in terms of output. Our country is becoming dependent on, for example, China. China is very definitely not a capitalistic country in theory. But you know, it's the argument against capitalism right now, it could be pretty strong.
Well, I think there are people that are arguing that, yeah, China has done so well. In fact, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, has actually said it straight up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they've done so well, you've got to look and admire them because of how many people they brought out of poverty.
Right.
The problem is you want to sacrifice individual rights and freedoms to be a slave to the economic system of a tyrannical government.
Not
because this isn't capitalism, it's authoritarian capitalism.
Yeah.
It's a whole new, it's crony capitalism. It's actually a kleptocracy because this small group of people that run the state, manage the stuff, make a fortune, and people that they appreciate or that support them get paid off. People that push against it and those ideas absolutely get crushed.
Better or is it worse? It's better in the sense that we have to take a break. We can continue this discussion in the wrap-up, which will be followed very, very shortly. Stick around.